This is Malone Church Podcast, and I'm the Reverend Catherine Viner. And we're a church who are committed to being rooted and grounded in love, living and growing together. You can connect in with what we're doing on YouTube or Facebook and find any information on our website. But what you're going to listen to now is a Bible reading followed by a sermon and then concluding with a prayer.
The reading for today is from Matthew 1 and it's verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
None of us ever imagined that this year we would have to spend so much time at home. Many of us have had to resort to working at home, or we've relied upon home deliveries for groceries or prescriptions. And who would have thought that here we are sitting in our own homes, watching screens and worshipping together? COVID-19 and all of the restrictions and regulations around it have impacted all of our lives. And for many, spending time at home has meant greater loneliness and a greater sense of isolation that may only increase as we approach Christmas. We recognize that for others, home might not be that place where they feel safe and secure. Maybe there are financial anxieties, or because of uncertainties around employment prospects, it's hard for them to relax and feel at home. Or perhaps because of abusive or broken relationships, they don't feel at home. We know there are many who will spend Christmas in hospital and not at home. And of course, there are those who this year have been bereaved. And home will feel very different without the presence of that loved one. We may not be able to be with our large family gatherings in our homes this year around the kitchen table or all squeezed into the living room. We may not be able to welcome family who live or study or work abroad and are unable to come home. And even in the context of our church families, we will not be able to be at home together in our church building celebrating Christmas in the usual way. We won't have that same freedom either to invite others to hear the amazing news that this is the season when God moved into the neighborhood. That in the infant Jesus, all the might and all the majesty of heaven came to dwell in the muck and the mess of humanity, as God made his home among us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 says, Emmanuel, God with us. That is what this child is to be called. There's something that coronavirus can't impact in this coming Christmas season or in any season in life. And that is that God is with us, Emmanuel. Coronavirus and nothing else changes who God is. On that very first Christmas, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was not at home in the glory of the heavenly realms, but took on flesh and lay in a feeding trough in a borrowed stable. And on that very first Christmas, Jesus was watched over by a peasant couple who were not at home, having made their way to Bethlehem because of the Roman governor's census. And on that very first Christmas, shepherds were not at home because they were out watching their flock of sheep at night. And on that very first Christmas, Magi, wise men, had traveled far from home to greet a new king at his birth. On that first Christmas, God shared and showed his love for his people by sending his son, giving up his heavenly home, so that by grace and through faith, we might have a home with God. We might have a home in the kingdom of God. We might be at home in God's presence now and always. God, who is Emmanuel, God with us, to be at home with his goodness, at home with his wisdom and his peace and his strength and his joy and his love. To be at home with God and have this all at hand. And this is the message of Christmas. Do you know, if we are feeling restless and unsettled, if you're feeling discontented and trying to buy this or to do that to try and ease that feeling of unease, well, God sent his son to bring a peace into our lives so that we can feel at home and know that rest and that serenity that God's presence can bring. God can help us to be at peace with ourselves, with others, and with the world. And when we trust in God, we know a love and we live with a love that makes us feel at home. We, the church, Christians, followers of Jesus, who are celebrating Christmas, have this amazing, powerful, and true message of who God is. We want that message to be known not only in our own lives and in our families and our neighborhoods, but throughout the world. And we have an opportunity this Christmas to be part of the global church through the moderator's Christmas appeal and through the work of Christian Aid and Tear Fund. And in a moment, David, the moderator, is going to speak with us about how we can give and enable God's church to make known that our God is Emmanuel, God with us. And that makes a difference in our lives. But before David speaks, let's think back to the reading from Matthew chapter 1. And Joseph receiving this news about the birth of Jesus. And we find one of the ways God meets with us and is a real presence in our lives is that God alleviates our fears. The angel said to Joseph, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife." When God is in our lives, we have nothing to fear in life or in death. God is with us wherever and forever. In many ways, the work of Christian Aid and Tear Fund is a work to alleviate fear. For example, Fatima is a 25-year-old married mother of six children. And she lives in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, where she and her husband both worked as farmers to try and support themselves. But earlier this year, there was fighting between the Congolese army and a local militia force. And it meant that Fatima and her family had to flee for their lives, joining 1.4 million people displaced by conflict in the Congo this year, between January and June. The family are now living with relatives, and the house they're sharing has only 2 rooms. But in it are 16 people. Physical distancing would be impossible, but through Christian Aid's local partners, Fatima and her family are able to ensure that they don't need to be afraid of the coronavirus if they do all they can to stay safe. So one of the things Christian Aid's local partners have done is they have distributed jerry cans to help them gather and store water for use at home, and they have provided soap. They also helped Fatima and others in her neighbourhood learn about the symptoms of the virus as well as how it spreads, helping to keep her and the 2 families that she lives with as safe as possible. Fatima says, through the local radio and posters, they've helped us to learn about how to avoid catching coronavirus and passing it on. And I've also started to wash my hands before breastfeeding. And I've started wearing the face mask I received when I go to church. In South Sudan, Nara is a community nutrition volunteer. And because of her training through Tear Fund, she no longer has the fear she once had, and she's able to educate others in the local villages to prevent the spread of the virus. And Nara says this: I was worried and confused with my kids not knowing what to do since I don't have a radio. And people were confusing me with different information in regards to COVID-19. But I'm now enlightened about the disease, and I will take what I have been taught seriously to prevent the spread of the disease. And lastly, Jubaida. Jubaida arrived in Bangladesh, having fled Myanmar in 2017 with her 7 siblings after losing their parents. Now 18 years old, she's working as a community health worker. She makes door-to-door visits in the refugee camp, and she provides general health advice and support. She explains that delivering reliable information about coronavirus is of paramount importance, as the living conditions of the refugees put them at a heightened risk of catching the virus. And these are her words: parents want to keep their children safe from this deadly virus, but overcrowding in the camp makes the refugees vulnerable. The Rohingya people live in flimsy shelters with up to 10 or more people in 1 room, and they have to share toilets. There's also not a lot of space when they collect food, which makes social distancing difficult. She received specialist training from Christian Aid's partner, whose community health workers have been instrumental in reaching the Rohingya refugees. I'm making them aware of coronavirus through training since March this year. These are only 3 stories of how your donations can make a difference, can alleviate fear, and even make God known in places around the world that we physically cannot reach. We all live with fear. God knows our fears for today and for the future, for ourselves and for others. The message of Christmas, the message the angel gave Joseph, the message that we share as God's church, is that God can help us confront and overcome our fears when we believe that God is Emmanuel, God with us. We can do far greater and better things with God than we can ever do on our own. When God is our Emmanuel, God with us, we have more than enough wisdom and courage and peace for whatever we face in life, in our families, in work, at Christmas, and into 2021. This is the message that the angel gave Joseph. Emmanuel, that is what this child will be called. Because of this child, God is with us. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you're the God who is with us. You are not distant or absent. You're always there. Father, forgive us when we are not always aware of that. When we find it hard to sense your presence. Or times when we ignore you. Or forget that you are there. Lord God, this Christmas, we are reminded that you are the God who's with us. So we thank you that your presence is there. And God, we pray that by your Holy Spirit at work in our lives, we might know more and more of what it means to have you with us. Whenever we feel restless, that we might know your peace. Whenever we're anxious or afraid, we might know your peace. That peace of your presence, God. And we thank you that you came in Jesus to be with us. That by your Holy Spirit you continue to be with us. And you invite us that if we trust and believe in you, we might be able to be with you always. Father God, we pray for the work of Christian Aid and Tear Fund in Bangladesh, in Sudan, in the Congo. We also pray, God, that here your church might make it known that you're the God who is with us. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, this year has been difficult for so many. Most of us have felt anxious, sad, overwhelmed, fed up, frustrated, helpless, and even angry as COVID-19 and its devastating effects have swept across our world, our country and our community. Too many lives have been lost, businesses left in tatters, livelihoods ruined, relationships under strain. Our world seems so, so broken, and yet we still have so much to be thankful for. Lord, we thank you that in this broken world of despair, you are our hope. In this world of darkness, you are our light. And in this world of sorrow, you are our joy. We pray for all those affected by COVID-19. You know each and every person ill in a hospital bed. Be with them, comfort them, and that may those who love them know your presence and take comfort from this in this difficult time. Lord, we pray for the medical staff who are caring for them. They are weary and tired. Give them strength and energy to keep working hard and caring for their patients. Be with business owners whose trade has been adversely affected or even decimated as a result of COVID-19. With restaurant and cafe owners, pub owners, shop owners, hairdressers and beauticians. For all those to whom COVID-19 has brought financial struggle and worry, give them hope, encouragement and strength so that they may look forward to a brighter 2021. And Lord, this week we have heard that Debenhams has gone into liquidation and the Arcadia Group into administration. Be with all those who have lost their job or those who fear that they will lose their jobs. Lord, we also pray for those in countries where income is low and healthcare is poor at the best of times. These difficulties have been compounded by COVID-19. The world's poorest people haven't been able to plant crops, sell goods at markets, or access feeding programs. 270 million people face crisis levels of food shortages. That's double the number of people needing immediate assistance as this time last year. Lord, we pray for them. And Lord, closer to home, we know that need for food banks has increased by 80% on the same time last year. Lord, we pray for those who work in food banks, and Lord, we pray for those who are relying on them. Be with them and let them know your presence. And Lord, we pray for those who are in refugee and detention camps. They have fled in desperation, escaping brutal wars, persecution, climate disasters and economic ruin, and have the additional threat of COVID-19 whenever they are in cramped conditions. We are fortunate that in our daily lives we can practice social distancing. Whether it be in the supermarket queue or even at church, we can stay apart from each other. For those in refugee and detention camps, that isn't a possibility. Lord, be with them, protect them, ease their fear and keep alive their vision of finding a safe and welcoming home. And Lord, we pray for organisations such as Christian Aid and Tear Fund as they seek to help those in greatest need. Grant the workers wisdom, particularly in these challenging times, to know how best to help, and energy to bring their plans to fruition. And finally, Lord, in this season of Advent, we pray for all those for whom this is a difficult time of year, even without the added stresses and strains which COVID brings. Be with those who are lonely, those who are hurting, those who are sick, those who are cold, and those who are afraid. May they know comfort in your presence. And Lord, in this season of giving, may we look beyond our own fears and concerns to the needs of all those who have little. And Lord, encourage us to give as generously as we can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So as we close, receive this as a blessing, as a benediction from Psalm 84. The Lord is our light and protector. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who do what is right. Blessed are those who trust in him. Be blessed as you trust in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening. And if you'd like further information, go to our website or connect with us on YouTube or Facebook. But in the meantime, stay safe and stay faithful.